Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. I do want to wish you, I don't know what time of day you may be listening, but I pray that you are going to have or have had a beautiful Thanksgiving in the Lord, regardless of whether you were with family or friends, or perhaps, as I have in times past in my life, been alone on Thanksgiving. But nonetheless, we can be thankful for all that Jesus has done for us, all our Heavenly Father has done. And so I pray that the goodness of God is extended to you, and the blessings of God that you have experienced in the past will be as nothing as compared to the bountiful benefits and the blessings and the goodness of the Lord and the faithfulness of the Lord that you will experience in the days to come. Praise God. And so, Lord, I just ask that you refresh your people, Lord, that you'll give us, Lord, a truly grateful, thankful heart for all that you have done. Perhaps it's the greatest weapon we have against the discouragement and depression and negativity of the days in which we're living. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, beloved, we have a happy duty of daily praise. Do you know the scriptures exhort us to do that? In Psalm 145, verse 2, David said, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Praise God. And so, what do we see here? We're seeing a call to be faithful in offering praise to the Lord for all of his many blessings to us. And I'm going to make some reference to Psalm 107. And if you have time and opportunity, you might like to read that entire psalm. It's fairly lengthy, but it talks about the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord. And in that psalm, even if you don't have it before, you may remember the frequent refrain throughout that psalm, which is, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." That's Psalm 107. It's found in verses 8 and 15 and 21 and 31. And beloved, even if we are very, very grateful for what God has done in our lives, many of us, if we're honest, are guilty of neglecting this area of Christian worship and service, the expression of gratitude and praise to the Lord. Oh, of course, we will worship the Lord if we gather in our church services, but that's once a week or maybe twice a week. And yet God is saying every day through his word that we should express praise and thanksgiving to him. And beloved, the world needs to see such a demonstration of our relationship with Christ that will produce joy. The world has nothing to be happy about. It's getting worse. It's getting darker and more evil, just as the word said it will come. It will be as in the last days. But we will never truly be able to rejoice in the Lord if we neglect to think of all the wonderful things he's done for us, of his many blessings, and then to praise and thank him for his goodness. The world goes on in its spiritual darkness, in many cases because we have neglected to praise our God for his goodness and for his wonderful works. It is actually one of the highest offensive weapons we have in our spiritual armory, if you will, that of worship. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and judgments upon the people. This honor have all his saints, beloved. There's spiritual power in it. We know through the word of God. Remember that as the priests and the worshipers went on, when Jehoshaphat was faced with battle, they were routed, but they preceded the military, if you will. Those are the warriors, amen? And so daily praise should be a natural act for a true child of God. And, you know, you don't have to be in ministry or professional Christian worker to sing the praises of God. He wants every child. He loves, you know, that's why it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. No, I know we are not all singers and vocalists. We don't have to be. And, you know, I have noted years past when I was looking for a church home when I was in Idaho when I first moved, or in Tracy, back in Tracy, that people go to church and they expect the worship team to really just worship for them. In many cases, they're just sitting to listen and to be entertained. They're not entering in, and God doesn't want that. You know, we praise in our natural relationships, our parents or our employer or our doctors, our friends. We are grateful for them. We thank them. So shouldn't we be praising our Savior? And by our silence, there's a danger we can leave the impression that our walk with God is not truly worthwhile and that Christ really doesn't make a difference. And why does God do it? Because he does it for the changes and the effect it has in our lives. And so if we will praise God every day, it will be very beneficial in our own lives. Now, you may never have thought of it that way, but it will help you and me to have joy in our hearts, even when the world situation is distressing, and surely it is. It will also help us to overcome the competitive and the materialistic spirit of our age. It will remind us of the faithfulness and goodness of God. It will create in us an attitude of gratitude, and it will contribute to a spirit of faith and hope and optimism, if you will, regarding the future. We have nothing to fear except fear itself, if you will. The only fear we need have is the fear and reverence of the living God, which is the beginning of wisdom. And so not only will we experience blessing in our lives, the daily worship and praise of God will bring blessing to others. And if we have a smile on our face, if we have praise in our hearts, if we're just, we don't have to be obvious. We can be just singing a slight melody. That's going to encourage an unbeliever to wonder what's going on with us. We can just be humming a melody. Not very many people are singing these days. Of course, there's times you have to be appropriate in the situation. But it will encourage an unbeliever to have faith in Christ. They may have doubts. They may have questions. They'll certainly take notice. And it's going to be that joy that comes that's going to attract attention. And it'll enable us to give our testimony concerning what Christ means to us as he provides an opportunity. And not only that, as we share in our church family and your own family, as you have opportunity, sharing answered prayer. There's nothing more wonderful, not just I thank the Lord that I'm saved, but you can share what God has done in answer to prayer, some recent victory, some recent blessing. And so, beloved, this is, you know, it's a very simple message, but the fact is, how many of us are doing it on a daily and regular basis? How many of us are really thanking God? David firmly resolved to praise God with all of his heart. He said in Psalm 145, "I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever." David's resolution to praise God was very personal, but also, at the same time, it was public, for there was no way he could praise God and be secretive about it. He praised God for the blessings of the past, he praised God for the blessings in the present, and he praised God in anticipation of blessings that were to come in the future. And beloved, so are we. Let's go to prayer. Father, I just thank you for being reminded by your word that we are to have grateful hearts, and not only grateful, thankful hearts, but to be able to express it in praise to you. And Lord, remind us by the Holy Spirit to be able to thank you and praise you in our personal walk with you. We don't have to wait for a church service. We shouldn't wait. But Lord, we will be able in our own ways, in our own time with you, at every opportunity when it's convenient and opportune, to be able to thank you, Lord, because of all that you have done in our lives. And we thank you for it. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, why have I commanded praise? In my word it says that I will inhabit the praises of my people." And as you praise me, beloved, as you begin to be mindful and put in remembrance the things that you have and reasons you have to be grateful, I will come to you and I will strengthen you. I will strengthen you by the power of my right hand. I will lift you above the turbulent waters, and you shall know that I find joy in you. As you obey me in this way, it is because, and I desire praise, not that my holiness can be glorified, but that you will experience my presence in your life so you can be changed and you can be transformed. I know the things that you have to deal with in your life, but I have come to bring you joy and deliverance as you'd praise me in your heart and with your lips in your daily walk, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. For the good that it can bring into your own life, beloved, and for the good it can bring into the lives of others, let us give voice to the gratitude of our hearts in joyful praise. And not just on a day of Thanksgiving, but every day of our lives, let us choose to be thankful and grateful for all of his bountiful benefits. Praise God. Beloved, I love you. I am praying for God's richest blessings to be yours. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.